You're listening to Beta. I'm Doug Gorsh. How do you listen to your music these days? Digitally? On your computer? Maybe you've joined the analog renaissance and are listening to a lot of your favorite artists on vinyl. Whatever your preferred medium is, I bet you've never listened to music on X-ray film. But that's how some people in the Soviet Union listened to forbidden music back in the 1950s. Stephen Coates is the editor of a book called X-ray Audio, The Strange Story of Soviet Music on the Bone.
I came across the phenomenon of bone music about 5 years ago. I was in St. Petersburg performing with my band, The Real Tuesday Weld. We'd done a show, and the next day we went to the flea market, just tourist shopping, as you do. And I came across a stall with lots of strange objects on it. But one object in particular caught my attention because it looked a little bit like a record. And I asked my friends about it, my young Russian friends. They didn't know anything about it at all. And the guy whose stall it was not really interested in it. He sort of brushed it away. But I bought it and I brought it back to London. And I tried to play it. And the first thing I found out, it was 78 RPM. It was single-sided, very thin. But the strangest thing about it, of course, was that it was an X-ray. And the music on it was Rock Around the Clock by Bill Haley. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, You can recognise it as Rock Around the Clock, but it sounds like it's been filtered through time and distance. It's pretty scratchy. It's obviously been well played. The image on the Bill Haley Rock Around the Clock record is iconic. It's a pair of hands which have been x-rayed. And it's got this slight flavour of a DJ about it, with his hands on the record scratching or something. So it's become the symbol of this project for us. On x-ray discs, the most common image you will see is the rib cage, the sternum. And in fact, in Russia, older people who knew about these records often called it music on the bones, but often music on the ribs. That's because very commonly you had these pictures of people's chests and rib cage. And the reason is that in the 40s and 50s, probably later, everybody in the Soviet Union had to go and have their chest scanned to see if they had tuberculosis. So these records, in a way, say something about the health of the people of the time too. Well, it's 100 years this year since the Russian Revolution. Russia became Soviet Union. And in fact, in the 20s, it was a very exciting time culturally there, exciting musically, all sorts of electronic innovators and experimenters. We know about the theremin and all sorts of other things going on. Really exciting times, much more innovative and experimental than in the West, actually. But as the 20s wore on and into the 30s, a different kind of culture started to emerge, a political, ideological culture. And really, from the 30s onwards particularly, the idea of socialist realism started to be enforced, which is that all culture, all arts, had to meet the requirements and serve the purposes of the communist vision of the future. And what did that mean? Well, really, it seems to mean, in some ways, that what the leaders of the Communist Party, Stalin and his cohorts, liked. I mean, that's the only thing I can see. And they didn't like jazz, we know that. You know, dictators never like jazz, do they? And then, of course, the Second World War ended, a Cold War began, and so anything that was Western became forbidden. Of course, that meant jazz and later boogie-woogie, rock and roll, all that stuff. Well, we can understand that it's the politics of the Cold War. After all, we didn't hear much Russian music at that time ourselves. But the other story of these X-ray records, which is really important and often not talked about, is that the most of the music on them is Russian music. And it's Russian forbidden music. Music that was forbidden for a variety of reasons. For instance, music by people like Pyotr Leshenko, who was a Russian tango singer, hugely popular before the war. But he lived in the West. He was regarded as a white Russian, an emigre, a traitor, if you like. That he lived outside the Soviet Union and was seen as decadent in some way, bourgeois. And so his repertoire became forbidden. Even if he was singing about wine and roses, even if he was singing about the nobility of the working classes, it didn't matter what he was singing about because he himself became forbidden. Community of, let's call them audiophiles or music lovers, discovered a way to cut their own records, not by pressing them as we do in pressing plants, how vinyl is pressed in a plant, but writing them one by one using special machines called recording lathes. Now, somebody got hold of one of these machines in the Soviet Union, and then other people started to copy it, and they could use that to record. But what they're going to record onto? They haven't got access to the commercially available blanks that you'd use in the West. Well, at some point, somebody had had the ingenious idea to use X-ray film. We don't really know who invented this technique. Maybe one of those things that sort of simultaneously arose in various places, but they used it with a vengeance in Leningrad because, of course, it was easy for them to get hold of used X-rays from hospitals. The government had said all hospitals had to get rid of their X-rays after 1 year because at that time they were flammable, they were a fire risk. So the people who work in the hospital have got this job of getting rid of all this slippery, flexible stuff. And these guys will turn up at the back of the hospital in the evening with a few rubles and a bottle of vodka, and they'll take it off their hands. And they used it as a blank recording medium. Whenever this began, in the 40s, maybe even earlier, it was probably a small community of music lovers who were recording music onto X-ray, forbidden music onto X-ray, music that they loved, and passing it around between them, so a kind of personal, friendly trade. As the demand grew and more people started to do it, and there's more people wanted to buy these records, well, then it became a street trade. And I suppose the best way to describe it would be like the soft drugs trade, say dealing in cannabis. You know, that trade would go on again. If you know somebody, you could go and see them or sort it out that way. Or if you didn't, you know, there's maybe the odd place you can go to, a street corner or a square somewhere, and you could turn up, if you're a young dude, searching out some rock and roll, and there's a sort of shady guy standing there in the corner, and you go up to him and, you know, a few muttered words, rock and roll, tango, jazz, you know, and he'd open his coat in traditional way, and it was said that you could get about 25 of these records, which are flexible, under each side of your shirt, next to your ribs, which may be another reason that they call them ribs. And he would pull one out and sell it to you for a few rubles. X-ray records were made at a time when music mattered so much that some people were prepared to go to prison for it. We don't live in such times, but I ask myself, as a musician, as a music lover, how much does music matter now? What would I risk if somebody took it all away from me? You know, what would I lose? What would I give up to get it back? Can music still cause a revolution in my soul, you know, in my bone? This is the thing which I ask myself, and it's the bigger story for me in these records. We live in a time when we've got infinite access to music, and that's amazing, I love it. But have we lost something at the same time? Ezekiel connected them, tribones, Ezekiel connected them, tribones, now hear the word of the Lord.
Stephen Coates is the editor of X-Ray Audio, The Strange Story of Soviet Music on the Bone. You can find a link to Stephen's documentary on our website, wpr.org/beta.